Live from NPR News, I'm Nora Rahm. President Trump celebrated the 4th of July on the South Lawn of the White House with an air show, fireworks, and stark remarks that mixed patriotic themes with attacks on his political rivals. NPR's Tamara Keith reports.
President Trump praised America's founders and members of the military, but quickly turned to go after those he said are trying to erase, quote, our heritage.
American heroes defeated the Nazis, dethroned the fascists, toppled the communists, saved American values.
And, he said, chased down terrorists.
To the very ends of the earth. We are now in the process of defeating the radical left.
Although Trump called for unity, the speech was dominated by themes of division. Tamara Keith, NPR News, the White House.
In the first 4 days of July alone, health officials say 14 states have posted daily record increases in the number of people testing positive for COVID-19. Texas has also reported an all-time high in hospitalizations. In Massachusetts, more than half the medical providers say they've considered closing their practices because of the pandemic. For member station WBUR, Martha Biebinger reports.
Massachusetts suspended elective care for almost 3 months. Doctors, nurses, and chiropractors say they do not expect to return to full capacity this year. Dr. Zuri Song with Harvard Medical School says most of the nearly 400 medical providers surveyed talked about cutting salaries and laying off staff to avoid closing.
Practice owners may try some of these less draconian options to try to hang on or stay open throughout this uncertain period.
But Song says it's difficult to predict how quickly patients will want to resume routine care and whether future waves of COVID-19 will further delay elective procedures. For NPR News, I'm Martha Biebinger in Boston.
Much of the Mountain West is experiencing drought. Carly Huckles from member station KUNC has more on the story.
Above normal temperatures, high wind events, and low humidity levels are three factors that are impacting the Mountain West in severe ways. More than 90% of Utah and more than 80% of Nevada and Colorado are experiencing some level of drought. And the U.S. Drought Monitor says there are abnormally dry conditions. Extreme conditions cover most of the southern parts of Colorado, so much so that Governor Jared Polis recently activated Colorado's Drought Task Force, which will begin working to recommend mitigation measures. The U.S. Department of Agriculture has designated 21 Colorado counties as natural disaster areas, and farmers impacted by the drought are being urged to apply for emergency recovery loans. For NPR News, I'm Carly Huckles in Loveland, Colorado.
You're listening to NPR News. Authorities in southern Japan are asking more than 75,000 people to leave their homes after heavy rains triggered floods and mudslides. At least 9 people are missing. Tens of thousands of soldiers are being used to help in rescue efforts. The heavy rain is likely to last through the weekend. An armed member of the Canadian military who drove a truck through gates protecting the official residence of Canada's Governor General faces 22 charges. Dan Karpinchuk reports.
The Governor General was not at her residence, nor was Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and his family, who are staying at Rideau Cottage, which is on the same grounds. Corey Hurren of Manitoba, an active member of the Canadian military, is being held until his court date in mid-July. Officials say after he crashed his truck into the pedestrian gate, he then headed on foot towards the grounds greenhouse. He had several weapons. Officers spotted him and began talking to him. That conversation lasted for 90 minutes before Hurren was taken in for questioning. When police were asked if they knew his motivation, a senior officer said yes, but would not provide any details. For NPR News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.
During the fireworks in Baltimore, Maryland Saturday night, protesters pulled down a statue of Christopher Columbus and threw it in the harbor. Demonstrators used ropes to bring it down in the Little Italy neighborhood. Protesters calling for racial equality object to honoring the Italian explorer, saying he's responsible for the genocide and exploitation of native peoples in the Americas. His statue has been vandalized or toppled in several cities. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News.